Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
17 years ago, we first heard from a guy named Tom Asacker, ladies and gentlemen. We have gotten smarter ever since. Tom Asacker, welcome back. Thank you for 17 great years. Happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you very much, Jim.
It's been fun. I've enjoyed it. I hope you have.
Oh, yeah.
I'm assuming you have or you wouldn't be keep coming back. Tom Asacker, ladies and gentlemen, 17-year member of our Brain Trust, author of I Am Keats. Is that the new one?
Yeah, that's kind of the philosophy book, of life book is I Am Keats. So the most recent business book is The Business of Belief.
The Business of Belief. Also, A Clear Eye for Branding. On and on. I mean, folks, you got to check it out. TomAsacker.com?
Yep, they can get to it right there.
Asacker, folks. Please check out the website. You will thank me later. Tom, thanks again for being here. We're talking about you're helping us understand a phenomenon, a shift, a true shift in how people are informed, how they're motivated, how they're manipulated, how they're influenced, how their buying decisions are influenced through not the feelings of from brand messages anymore, but from the internet basically. So why do you think this is a problem?
Well, look, think of it like this. Prior to walking around with a little computer in your pocket that you could just do a search on anything that was on your mind and look at and read all the results. Prior to that, you were out in the environment, right? You were either walking around, looking at things, listening to things, you know, absorbing all this information in the environment, trying to figure out how to make decisions. Now, you're overwhelmed with everything that's on your mind anyway. With work, with family, with bills, with your small business, it doesn't matter what it is. And you're sitting around, and you've got this thing in your pocket that can eliminate all of the time, all of the energy, all of the wandering around, all of the stress, all of the, is this marketing message true or not? So all of the anxiety of decision-making, you've got this thing in your pocket. So you don't have to think or worry about anything out in the environment trying to grab your attention and how to interpret it, nothing. All you do now is you say, oh, let me grab that thing in my pocket. I need to buy X. Let me do a search. Let me see what other people are saying about this stuff. What's the best brand? What's the cheapest? How fast can I get it? How close to me is it? This is a massive, massive change in the way human beings make decisions. Massive.
Well, let me throw something in here, Tom. And of course you're exactly right, but let me throw something in here that's a cost, something that's coming. All this is coming to one, at least one area that I'm calling it a cost, and that is you mentioned time a minute ago, you mentioned we would wander around. One of the things that would happen when we'd wander around was we had some peace and quiet. We weren't being bombarded. You know, we used to think we were, you know, people used to talk about being bombarded by marketing messages, commercials on television, on the radio, billboards, and the newspaper was full of ads, things like that. But that was nothing compared to what we have right now. And so I think that's one thing we've lost. We've lost some solitude. We lost some peace. We've lost the ability to think and to be quiet. Quiet has taken a hit based on the thing that you're concerned about. What do you think?
Well, look, it's not just that. I mean, there are a lot of things that come into play with this change in how we consume information and make decisions. Because if you think that by pulling out your phone and doing a search, that you're discovering something. You've lost your mind. You're not discovering anything. People are feeding you information.
That's right.
Based on your
This is the leverage that I was talking about in the last segment that corporate America has that small business has very little access to.
Right. So this is not a good thing because, number one, you're losing your ability to be in your environment, be curious, discover new things. We're also not engaging face-to-face with other people. We're becoming lonely. We're sitting around just mm-hmm. looking at our phone.
Mm-hmm.
And this is happening to our local environments and communities.
And
this is having a major effect.
And we don't even know the toll it's taking on our children yet. It's becoming apparent, but we don't know the full impact it's having on our children yet. The research hasn't been completed on that.
Well, I'll tell you what, you can take this as a sign that it definitely is having a detrimental effect, because a lot of these executives that founded and were running these Facebooks, Googles, all these companies are now that they've left, they're preventing their children from using
right.
the phones.
That's right.
And they're creating a coalition to try to figure out how to stop the detrimental effect.
One of the earliest investors in Google and Facebook says he now wishes he had not invested in those companies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We think it's good because it, see, Jim, we think what's good is what feels good. And it's not necessarily true. We
yeah.
have to look at our feelings and understand that our intentions and our long-term goals matter way more than our immediate feelings.
Hey, Tom, I got to wrap it up. Such a good job today. Thank you for 17 great years. Come back soon.
I will, Jim. Thank you very much.
Tom Asacker, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Tom joined us. TomAsacker.com. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.